Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our coming days study, we were reading from Ezekiel 38, verses 19 through 23. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
He says, for my jealousy, and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely, in that day, there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all the creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. Think of that. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain, and great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself. I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Now, for many nations, they will see that there is no doubt with the hailstones, the fire, and everything that comes down and destroys this army, that this is the hand of God against the Russian coalition. God will use nature to destroy them. This is in the first half of the tribulation period. But it makes me think how powerful this Antichrist must be, that they will believe his lie. We know that God will send strong delusion that they might believe the lie. And they will believe. What is the power of that influence of the Antichrist? Finishing up some thoughts on chapter 39, let us look at the four verses in chapter 39. First, see verse 2, and I will turn these back and leave but the sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. Now we're told here that 5 out of 6 soldiers will die. 5/6 of this entire army that has many in it are going to die at this time. In verse 6, it says, and I will send a fire on Magog and upon them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Now understand, not only Israel, but back in the land of Magog, Russia. But not only Russia, also those lands that dwell carelessly in the isles. Those lands that are far off were told. What does he mean, dwells carelessly? These are those that see Israel attack, but they have the idea, that is none of our business. Just leave it alone. It does not have anything to do with us. We want nothing to do with it. Matter of fact, there is a libertarian attitude or a Monroe Doctrine attitude that comes in here and may hit our country. As a matter of fact, our country has a lot of that in it. And as we get closer to the time of the Lord's return, it's the idea of you stay in your side, we'll stay in ours, and that's it. Don't come to our part of the planet, we won't go to yours. And so it seems to be hitting our country as we get closer to that position of, no, let us not be a help to those people. Now, verse 9, they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the hand staves and the spears, and they shall turn them with fire. Again, they shall burn them with fire 7 years. That is why many believe that this Russian coalition comes against Israel near the beginning of the tribulation, because during the next 7 years, they will be burning their weapons. Verse 11 says, and it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, the belly of the passengers on the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noses of the passengers, and there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the belly of Haman Gog. God will do a complete work, and much of Israel will know he is Jehovah God. Israel might now, right now, is more of a secular government. Not completely, but it is more of a secular government. This will work to transform them even more so. The defenselessness of Israel when the Russian coalition comes against them is not that way in Psalm 83. It is much different. Why? Well, things have changed. This is why the Russian coalition brings many with them. They think by sheer numbers that they are going to overcome them. This battle is not the reason why things are much different. The battle in Psalms 83 takes complete devastation. I mean, that's what it's talking about, complete devastation. In verses 9 through 15, making memory of the past. We see in verses 16 through 18 that men will know Jehovah God is the Most High over all the earth. Muslims follow the false prophet Muhammad, and they profess to worship Allah. They say that Allah is the one true God. The purpose for asking for judgment in this psalm is so that the heathen that are left will seek the Lord's name, not Allah's. He says if they won't, they will be troubled. Let them be confounded forever. Let them come to shame. The ultimate goal is to know that his name, the name of Jehovah, is the Most High over all the earth. That would not matter to a Russian coalition who are secularist, but for those Muslim nations, it would mean a whole lot to them. The Muslim coalition will find it's very important. They go into this war, viewing it as Allah versus Jehovah. But this war will prove once and for all that Allah is not God. Jehovah is our God. Now we need to see the destruction and try to understand it as it is stated in Scripture in Isaiah chapter 17, verses 1 through 3. There we read, the burden of Damascus. Well, Damascus now is part of Syria. Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. The cities of Aroer are forsaken. they shall be for flock, which shall lie down, and none shall make them afraid. The fortress also shall cease from Ephraim, and the kingdom from Damascus, and the remnant of Syria. They shall be as the glory of the children of Israel, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, friend, this has never happened in the history of man. Damascus has never been leveled and become a ruinous heap. The kingdom of Syria has not become the glory of Israel. It is yet to happen. Let us go back and look at Ezekiel 29, 9 through 13. And the land of Egypt shall be desolate and waste. And they shall know that I am the Lord, because he hath said, the river is mine, and I have made it. Behold, therefore, I am against thee, and against thy rivers, and I will make the land of Egypt utterly waste and desolate, from the tower of Syene even unto the border of Ethiopia. No foot of man shall pass through it, nor foot of beast shall pass through it, neither shall it be inhabited 40 years. And I will make the land of Egypt desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate. And their cities, see, her cities here now, among the cities that are laid waste, shall be desolate 40 years. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. Yet, thus saith the Lord God, at the end of 40 years will I gather the Egyptians from the people, whether they were scattered. Now again, folks, this has not happened in Egypt's history. Oh, they've been defeated many times, but never have their people been removed from the land and scattered throughout the nations. And the Bible says that's what's going to happen. That is exactly what's going to happen. It has never happened. They wandered for 40 years. But when they were brought back, I believe that there is a reason for this in verse 9. He says, the river is mine and I have made it. I believe this speaks of the Nile River and the Aswan Dam. It is said to take out the Aswan Dam, it would take two bombs the size of the ones that took out Hiroshima back in World War II.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible